Asian Voice News, The Global Link. Zambians urged to brace themselves for high prices of commodities amid Iran-Israel war. Opposition Zambia Must Prosper president urges party leaders not to rely on online polls ahead of general elections, and West African states to create no force to fight jihadists in the region. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has warned that the recent surge in international oil prices is likely to trigger an increase in prices of essential commodities on the local market. Global oil prices have risen following reports that at least three ships were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues to launch strikes across the Middle East in response to ongoing attacks by the United States and Israel. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia explained that fluctuations in international oil prices have a direct impact on local production costs, saying that energy is a key factor in determining the prices of goods and services. A hike in international oil prices means the transportation costs of imported goods into Zambia will also increase, thereby affecting local pricing, said Mr. Dodia. He said that Zambia imports all of its petroleum products, adding that increased fuel costs typically cascades through the economy via transport, production and import expenses, ultimately leading to high prices for various commodities. Mr. Dodia has since urged Zambians to brace themselves for a possible rise in commodity prices in the coming weeks.
When the fuel prices go up, it means the cost of trucking goes up, and that means that the product price goes up in Zambia. But more significantly, that when fuel prices go up, they affect the local production. If you look at a product that is manufactured in Zambia, you find that the raw material comes from outside. There's a transport cost to bring the raw material to Zambia. Then when the product is manufactured, it then needs to be distributed to the markets within Zambia. Again, there are fuel charges that are impacting on the end price of that product.
The Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition has noted with concern over government's decision to allow Sinometals to resume mine operations. The coalition says the decision, reportedly based on the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the tailings dam that collapsed last year causing pollution in the Kafue River, is premature and deeply worrying. The coalition expressed concern that the rationale for the resumption is undermined by a lack of clarity on whether Sinometals is fully implementing the restoration measures issued by the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, this year. Crucially, the public's concerns regarding the remediation plans and compliance with restoration measures remain unresolved gaps, said the coalition in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. The coalition has maintained that the resumption of the operations is unacceptable, given that the victims have not yet been evacuated, pollutants are still present at the bottom of the Mwambashi and Kafue rivers, and the polluted land has not been fully restored. The statement highlights that the restoration of the tailings dam is the barest minimum and unacceptable sole criterion for Sinometals to resume operations, while these glaring gaps remain, exemplifying regulatory and technical deficiencies. The coalition notes that the update is still unclear on Sinometals implementing restoration measures recommended in the consultant's report by the Applied Science and Technology Associates, including the remediation plan. The coalition has therefore requested ZEMA to rethink its decision, considering that these concerns come with long-term effects that are irreversible. Opposition Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Fuebo-Aliha has advised political party presidents not to be swayed by online polls circulating on social media purporting to predict favorites for the 2026 general elections. Mr. Wale said such online polls can easily be bought and manipulated to favor certain individuals or political groupings. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mr. Wale stated that there is a clear difference between what is reflected on online polls and the actual situation on the ground. He emphasized that elections are won at the ballot box and not on Facebook. Political party presidents must not be misled by posts on Facebook, as most voters in rural areas are not active on social media, said Mr. Walia. He added that Facebook posts largely capture views from urban-based users, while the majority of voters reside in rural areas where social media usage remains limited. Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao has disclosed that key road networks in the province will be upgraded through the public-private partnership PPP model. Mr. Mbao said rehabilitation works on the Mpika-Kasama Road are expected to commence this year, adding that a PPP arrangement is set to be signed between government and Egyptian investors. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, the chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mbao also revealed that the road network from Kasama connecting Mporokoso to Kaputa constituency will be worked on under a PPP arrangement. He explained that government has opted for the PPP model to avoid accumulating unsustainable debt, which will negatively affect the economy on the long term. Government acknowledges that works have taken time to commence, but processes are being handled methodically to ensure everything is in order before projects begin, said Mr. Mbao. He noted that an improved road network is critical to unlocking Northern Province's potential in tourism and economic development. The minister has since called for patience within the province as government finalizes PPP arrangements aimed at delivering quality infrastructure within the right time frame and at the right cost.
So the government is looking at ensuring to say that as we sign this contract, the PPP contract, which is going to be signed very soon, it is something that is the satisfaction, all the clauses that are there, the terms and conditions are supposed to be agreeable to the government before we go on to start see us signing that project. So these consultations are there, it's negotiations, Pika, Kasama, all the way to Mpulung. So what we are just waiting, a memorandum of understanding has already been signed. So what we are waiting is just for the official PPP agreement to be signed so that the contractor, the developer can come on the ground and do that road.
In foreign news, the 12 countries of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, have reportedly decided to create a new force to fight jihadists operating in the region. Sources told the AFP News agency that military chiefs made the decision during a meeting in Freetown over the weekend. Discussions focused on the rise in terrorist threat, the expansion of transnational organized crime, and the persistent challenges related to maritime insecurity. The initial goal is to have around 2,000 troops ready to fight terrorism and insecurity across West Africa. Coming up shortly, Spain's Pedro Sanchez hits back at Trump. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has delivered a strong response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to end trade with Spain by declaring his opposition to war and what he called the breakdown of international law. In a 10-minute televised address, Sanchez reflected on the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, as well as the Iraq war more than 20 years ago, and said the government's position can be summed up in four words: no to war. Trump threatened to impose a food trade embargo on Spain in response to Madrid's refusal to allow the United States to use the jointly run bases at Morón and Rutafar for strikes on Iran. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has warned that the recent surge in international oil prices is likely to trigger an increase in the prices of essential commodities on the local market. Opposition Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Fubebwalia has advised political party presidents not to be swayed by online polls circulating on social media purporting to predict favorites